Test, test. We're gonna just record this one while we're in the car. We have to change up some things about how we do the podcast, and so we're just gonna record this one in the car today. And if you hear my car in the background, I'm driving at the moment. I have my AirPods in. But what I want to talk about today is just responsibility of creators, right? Mainly in the car community, because a lot of times you have people who do and say a lot of things very carelessly, right? And I don't mean responsibility in like your image, not only a responsibility in your image, but like a responsibility to your following, right? To your audience, right? A responsibility to remain authentic to yourself. Responsibility to steer your people in the right direction. And what I mean by that is a lot of times you have like people who blow up, right? Because of whatever reason, they have like a great viral video or whatever the case may be. Or they have like a viral post and like they're just going wild, right? But what I'm more getting at is, I'll just say, I made a comment on a TJ Hunt video a while back, right? It was some years ago, back when he was building that BRZ. And if I'm not mistaken, it was he had just posted a video of, I don't know if it was a Rocket Bunny BRZ. I think it was like the when like the V2 or V3 Rocket Bunny kit came out. And I posted, I know if you all watched him back then, you all know he had the fake Rocket Bunny kit. And I think it was, I don't know if it was from JP Fiberglass or not, but it wasn't an authentic kit, right? And honestly, like, it's not that big of a deal to have a counterfeit kit, right? That you would call a counterfeit or a replica or whatever the case may be, right? It's not. But at the time, JP Fiberglass did and still does have a terrible reputation for knockoff kits. And the kits are just bad in general, right? I mean, I know all fiberglass kits require some sort of like massaging and all that type of stuff, right? They're not all just like you get out of the box, you bolt on, paint it, and keep it moving. They all require some sort of, you know, a little bit of massaging and body work and stuff like that. That's normal, right? That's expected from those type of kits. But what ended up happening was, and the reason why I made the comment was simply because when it comes to people who have 500,000, 100,000, 50,000 followers, it's like you start to have people who, you start to have influence over your audience, right? So it's like if you promote a certain product, like your audience, they will buy into that. They will like spend money on that. So with that being said, I made the comment, and I have to see if I can find the comment. But it was in the context of like, you know, as a creator, you have a responsibility not only to yourself, but to your audience and to lead them in the right direction. I was like, because you have a lot of kids who watch you. Because, I mean, there are a lot of kids who watch TJ Hunt, right? And they watch Adam Millsy. And we have a responsibility to those young car, to the next generation who's watching you, to support the authentic manufacturers of these parts, right? Because they're the whole reason why we're even in this situation with the JDM, and even in general, right? Even with, you know, any sort of car, you want to support like authentic manufacturers. And I was saying you have a responsibility to them to lead them in the right direction and to support authenticity, because now you're steering people from, oh, I got this kit from my guy who makes kits, and it's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, you sitting here trying, you're not saying that it's an authentic Rocket Bunny, but you're putting it in the description that it's a Rocket Bunny kit. And now you're telling people that it's okay to go and to cheat that. And it's like that kit wouldn't exist if somebody didn't make the original, right? And you have that in that mindset that it's okay to, you know, to just cheap out and to build a half-assed build and to not support the authentic creators of the designs that we love, right? And I feel like that even now, it's like you have to be very selective with the things that you support, because especially when you have like a lot of influence over people, because you don't want to support like bad products, and then you have people like you're steering people in the wrong direction. You're steering your audience, and you have those, you're abusing your influence in a sense. And that's what I was getting at with the situation with that. It's like, don't abuse your influence with people. And it's like, you should nurture that, and you should be very responsible for that. I know even as of late, you know, you see a lot of people with high follow accounts, and they're just being irresponsible with their following. And I think that is a terrible thing, and you shouldn't be irresponsible with that. And even in the car community, it's like, it's not that you want to present this pristine image, right? Like, even with me, it's not like I want to present this pristine image that, like, I don't curse and that I don't get upset and that I'm always smiling and that shit's always rainbows and sunshines over here at Mad Bomber Racing. And that's not the case. It's like, shit gets real. Like, it, like building a project car isn't easy. You know, building a project car on a limited budget with family is even harder. So it's like, I don't want to present that type of image that like everything is great, but I definitely want to be responsible for the message that I put out, right? I want to be responsible, and I want to be, you know, on point with the products that I support, because I don't want to support like something that's not authentic. And, you know, I don't want to support like a replica company, you know what I'm saying? And things like that. I don't want to be like, hey guys, you all, you know, go out and buy this from, you know, go buy a JP fiberglass hood. Like, I would never tell nobody to do that. Like, don't ever do that. Because he just makes terrible replicas of stuff. And it's like, if you're looking for, you know, aero parts that are cheap, I would say go with Origin, right? Origin Lab. You know, they're authentic from Japan. Like, you know, if you can't afford a BN kit, which, I mean, I completely understand. Like, nobody, like, it's expensive to buy a $4,000 kit. Like, I don't care if you have money or not, like, spending $4,000 on a body kit that will probably get ripped off when you go over railroad tracks is expensive, right? I mean, it is what it is. And that's just all that I think. And like, to get back onto the TJ Hunt thing, it's like people have to understand their responsibility when it comes to them being a creator, right? It's like the things that you would do like in the hood with your homies and shit. Like, you can't do that type of stuff when you have a following, right? Especially when you have like a large following. It's like, you can't do those type of things, because then it's like people see that and they be like, oh, well, Tristan, he doing this type of shit. Tristan's street drifting. So why can't I? You know what I'm saying? It's like, you have like that type of influence. And yes, it's like, you don't want to tell people, you don't want to be like, people don't have a mind of their own. But at the same time, it's like, you have to understand, you have to read the room, right? Because it's like, you street race because what you see, you know what I'm saying? Like, you, like, people street race, not saying that it's right or wrong, but it's like, when I was in high school, it was like, yo, we saw like the True Life documentary where the guy who was driving like the Integra and shit like that, and he was street racing and stuff like that. And I got into street racing because of that. And granted, that was more like reality, like, you know, this is what happens. But I thought that shit was cool, and I was like, cool, let's go do that. And people die, you know what I'm saying? And like, not to get like super crazy about it, but like shit like that, like, you do have that type of influence on people. And I think like with big creators and small creators and creators in general, like, we have to understand that we have a responsibility to our audience, and we have a responsibility to lead them in the right way. A lot of people don't want that responsibility. A lot of people don't understand that they have that responsibility. And some people just disregard it and do it just because they're getting money from it. And I never wanted to do anything because I was getting money from it. I never wanted to do this for the money, right? Like, I got the sponsorship so it can help me like pay and budget, you know, increase the budget for the car. Like, that was like a purpose. It was like, I wanted to talk about what I like to talk about, which is cars. And then in turn help me to, you know, hopefully one day be able to fund a business and build my car as the business car for my business, so I can continue to do business You see what I'm saying? So that I can do this full time and so that I can do what I enjoy doing. And, you know, just at this point of being realistic, like, I have to get paid. You know, like, if I want to build cars full time, like, I have a family to support, right? But it's like, I will never throw my audience under the bus for money. I will never sacrifice my audience for money, you know? And I will never sacrifice my audience and say, hey, I got this kit from my friend down the street who make body kits, or I just got this Rocket Bunny kit and everybody knows that it's fake. Like, nah, like, I'm gonna do what I can, and, you know, I'm gonna buy the real shit. And yeah, it may be a little bit more expensive, but I would rather support those companies and, you know, in turn, those companies will end up maybe supporting me one day. So that's just all. I think that, you know, when it comes to that, you know, I think once you get one, I think in this new age of, like, influence and affluence as well, it's like people don't necessarily understand that they have a responsibility. Like, even then, as I saw a clip, the same clip I was talking about in the previous podcast, where it was about Ninja, about money can't buy happiness. And he was saying that, like, he went PG because parents wouldn't do it. Like, he was saying, like, you have to be responsible for your child. And it's like, as a parent myself, it's like, yes, you are responsible for what your child sees over the internet. But at the same time, you're not. Like, you're not responsible for everything your child sees and does, right? It's like, under your roof, yes. But it's like, your kid goes to school. Like, your kid interacts with, you know, kids in the neighborhood. They interact with other people, other children, right? So then it's like, you can't expect a parent to always stand over their child and, like, ensure that, you know, they always have just the utmost and most, you know what I'm saying, PG and great content that they're watching. Like, it's Fortnite, right? At the time, it was Fortnite, and it was like, bro, you can't always watch that. And it's like, should you be responsible for other kids? No. But should you be responsible for what comes out of your mouth? Yes. And I think that's something that a lot of people seem to not understand. It's like, you need to be responsible for the things that come out of your mouth. And if everything I've ever said on this podcast, like, I'm willing to answer for it, right? I'm willing to sit down and debate somebody about EVs and maybe they'll change my mind about it. You know, I'm willing to, like, anything somebody has a problem with to say on the podcast is, like, they can sit here and be like, hey, Tristan, like, I didn't like the way that you said this, or I don't agree with you on this topic. And that's perfectly fine. Like, we can talk about it. Like, I've never said anything that I regret, and I don't think I would ever put anything out, that energy out anyway, but I digress. And I just think that, you know, we have to understand our responsibility. And that's all, you know, that's really all I have to say on that. It's just, I just have to continue to understand that I have a responsibility, that the message and the following that I want to create and put out is, you know, not all positivity, but I just want to be truthful about everything that's going on, to be real. Like, I'm not going to sit here and be, like, super positive and be so positive to the point where it's fake, right? Because, like, I feel like a lot of times people, they want to be so positive to where, like, it comes off as, like, you're forcing it, right? Like, the Kevin Hart type of positivity. Like, that shit seems forced. Like, you're intentionally trying to be positive to cover up something negative, you know? And that's how that situation felt to me. And I think, like, a lot of times with people, with, like, car vloggers and stuff, it's like they only show, like, the good parts about stuff. They don't ever show, like, the struggles, and they don't show, like, how frustrating that shit can be. And they don't show, like, everything is always, like, you know, we getting it, and it's always money, 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 and we're going. Not like, yo, this shit's fucked up. Like, I'm struggling. Like, this shit's, I'm stuck on this. I don't know how to do this, you know? But I guess it's certain people, but that's not something that I want to project, per se. I don't want to project that type of image that, like, I'm always doing everything right and I know how to do everything. Like, I want to be real with everybody and tell y'all the real shit. Like, again, building a project car, like, sucks. Like, and then I'm building a project car, like, probably 99% by myself, right? Like, I have zero help. Like, I have zero friends to come by and help me put this shit together, take this shit apart. Like, it's literally just me. And I prefer it that way. And so I would rather it be seen as that. You know, I would rather be seen as, like, somebody who's always authentic. And what you hear and what you see from me is always what you're going to get. Like, I'm never going to be anything other than what I am. But that's just all. That's all that I wanted to say about that. I didn't really have anything in particular that I wanted to talk about today. And I definitely don't want to stay. I don't want to be fake to nobody. And so with that, that's all. Thank you all for listening. Oh, just some quick announcements too. So I wanted to say, what do I have going on? Oh yeah, so I look at my analytics and I have over 100 views, 100 listens, which I think is crazy. I got a sponsorship, I got a sponsorship of Anchor sponsoring me, which is crazy. That was a goal of mine that I wanted to accomplish, like, later on. Like, I didn't think that was going to happen so soon, but I'm very grateful for that. And I'm happy for that continued support. Maybe sometime down the road in 2021, like, we're going to get some merchandise. I just want to continue building the following up, you know, continue getting the listens up and, you know, just continue putting out content. I want to increase my content put out as well, or content output as well, because as of right now, I'm just doing one podcast a week. I want to get up to like two and then maybe three sometime later on. But for right now, this is just going to be the output that I have. It's just one. Once I get my recording situation straightened out, then I'll start putting out more content later on down the road and more often. I might enable like subscriptions or donations. I did for a little bit, but like I disabled it because it was hard for me to get out a valuable content that made sense for somebody to pay for. You know, that's why I canceled it, because I didn't have content for somebody to pay for, you know. So maybe later on down the road, like in 2022, I can get more content out so that I can have more, if the subscription is active, if somebody wants to subscribe to something like that, then I can do that. And then I think that's really it. Like, if I have anything else, just follow me on social media. I have the links in the description. So just follow my social media, and then, you know, I'm going to be building out a YouTube channel. I'm going to be building out, I'm going to be putting more things on TikTok. Follow me on Twitter if you want to conversate. I have all those links in the description so that we can communicate. Let me know if you're following, man. Let me know when you listen. Like, I'll release them on Monday. And I'm probably going to, like, ramp up. Like, if I do release another episode, it's going to be on, a Thursday. So let me know if you're listening, man. Hit me up on social media. Click them links. And just, I appreciate everybody who's listening, man. Thank you so much.